540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning, it's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The top election official for the city of Milwaukee sat down with federal prosecutors investigating efforts to overturn the 2020 election in Wisconsin. Claire Woodall Vogue confirmed she was interviewed by the special counsel probe looking into former President Donald Trump's actions surrounding the state's 2020 election results. Business and education leaders are embracing diversity efforts even as elected Republicans move to defund them. Tim Sheehy is the president of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. He says diversity efforts, otherwise known as DEI, are not a fad. He says they're crucial to solving Wisconsin's workforce shortage.
We are not going to fill those jobs with the white population. It's not growing fast enough. So if that's what your workforce looks like, in the future it's going to look much differently. So how do we make sure that workplace is attractive to black, brown, and other people who are coming into the workforce in a much greater stead than they had been in the past?
She was on Upfront on WISN TV yesterday. He says Republicans should let business groups and the University of Wisconsin system address DEI as they see fit. A new Lifeline program shattered expectations for the first year. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles with more.
The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline launched July 16, 2022. In its first year, the program fielded over 72,000 calls, around 10,000 text messages, and about 9,000 online chats. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services Crisis Service Coordinator, that's up from around 35 to 40,000 calls per year. Previously, the Lifeline was a 10-digit number. The change came from a bipartisan effort led by U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Officials say 98% of calls to 988 were resolved through conversation, leading to less pressure on emergency services around the state.
A boy from northern Wisconsin is saving several people's lives even after his own death. Terry Bell reports.
The family of 16-year-old Michael Schulz is donating his organs to at least seven other people, including his own mother. Michael died after an accident at a sawmill in Florence, where he worked in northern Wisconsin, in June. His father tells Channel 2 in Green Bay that Michael's liver was an exact match with his mother, who needs a transplant. Michael appears to have been doing work allowed by Wisconsin child labor laws when he was fatally injured. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Harley-Davidson celebrates its 120th anniversary this month, and tens of thousands of motorcyclists and concertgoers attended Harley Fest over the weekend. The four-day festival took place in Veterans Park on Milwaukee's lakefront. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know. Much of our area, including Waukesha and Milwaukee, continues to be under an air quality alert. Despite the advisory's planned expiration yesterday at noon, the air quality index in the affected regions remains above 100. A 20-year-old silver or gray Jeep Cherokee that has a busted hood and windshield is what you should keep an eye out for. It's the vehicle Milwaukee police say struck and killed a 27-year-old woman Saturday night while crossing West Greenfield and 23rd. We can anticipate an annual spectacle of motorcycles, as the Harley-Davidson CEO says they're planning on a yearly Harley homecoming. The company in a statement says they recognize the immense popularity of this weekend celebration and don't want to wait another 5 years for a party. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is WAUK News.
The Brewers sweep the Reds. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers won three in a row over the weekend in Cincinnati, beating the Reds yesterday at Great American Ballpark. Top of the eighth, tied 3-3. The call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Monasterio towards right field. It is down in front of Fraley. Here comes Taylor. The throw, not in time. Monasterio to second, and the Brewers have the lead.
So the Brewers get the win 4-3. Relief pitcher Hobie Milner earning the win.
Their offense has been one of the best offenses in baseball in the past. So it's good to see us come in and shut them down and kind of slow their roll.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
You know, we went for Hobie, and we had just to get all three out and to have a crisp inning there was really impressive, and just, you know, extends a string of just great performances from the guys down there. So Hobie did a heck of a job with it.
So the Brewers now back on top of the NL Central with a 2-game lead over the Reds. They open a series tomorrow in Philadelphia against the Phillies. And the Brewers' Rowdy Tellez out for 4 weeks now following surgery. Counsell says that Tellez was going half speed, shagging balls in center field during batting practice when he got his left ring finger caught in the wall padding, pulling a fingernail off, suffering a slight bone fracture, 17 stitches. NBA, the Bucks losing their final three games of the Summer League with a 92-84 loss to the Kings. But rookie Chris Livingston with another good showing, 22 points, 2 assists. Golf, Steve Stricker wins the Kolek Championship at Firestone in Akron, Ohio by 3 strokes. It's Stricker's third majors win this year on the PGA Champions Tour. Aaron Rodgers at the American Century Championship Golf Tournament at Lake Tahoe, Nevada, was asked about the New York Jets being featured on this summer's HBO's Hard Knocks.
One of the only things I like about Hard Knocks is the voice of God who narrates it. Liv, I hope I get to meet him. You know, I understand the appeal with us. Obviously, there's a lot of eyes on me, a lot of eyes on our team, a lot of expectations for our squad. So they force it down our throats, and we got to deal with it.
That's Aaron Rodgers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Gilbert and Earl. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning, Gilbert. How you doing, man?
I'm good, baby. I'm good.
You know, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, I'm still trying to recover from this question that you're going to ask me later on in the show, man. My mind, you got my mind all tied up. Before we go there, I was looking at the New York Jets' first 6 games. Mm-hmm. And everybody talking about the New York Jets going to do this and the New York Jets going to do that because they've got Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Look at this schedule, Gilbert. Game 1, the Buffalo Bills. Game 2, the Dallas Cowboys. Game 3, the New England Patriots. Game 4, the Kansas City Chiefs. Game 5, the Denver Broncos. Game 6, the Philadelphia Eagles. Hey, Gilbert, did you hear what I just said? They could go 1-5.
Earl.
hey, Gilbert, the Bills, the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Chiefs, the Denver Broncos, Earl? And the Philadelphia Eagles.
Guess what, Earl?
What?
They all pissed off because all they've been hearing all offseason is Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. They all pissed off. And here's the killer part, Earl. It don't matter if you got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Let's say even if you had Davante Adams at receiver, you got who's the best? Barry Sanders. No, he a man amongst boys. Let's say Emmitt Smith at running back. It won't matter if they ain't got that offensive line right.
But you
so he better hope his offensive line is right. Last year they wasn't now. He better hope, because it don't matter. We hoping that they is so he can play at 65% so we can get that draft pick.
But Gil, so,
He got to play all them snaps.
Gilbert, you heard those teams I rattled off. Those, yes. Those are championship caliber.
Have you ever heard? England. Have you ever heard the Jets' name mentioned in any of those teams that you just mentioned?
No. No.
Okay,
no. So this is my point. The fact that the Buffalo Bills are considered a Super Bowl caliber team, the Dallas Cowboys, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wait. Dallas Cowboys ain't considered nothing.
Come on.
Come on, man.
They may not be, but they're not somebody.
Yeah, you need to put them at the bottom. That's what you're talking. You should have said Buffalo did the Chiefs. You should have said the Chiefs first.
Well, I went based on the days.
All of them?
The days they're going to play
them. All of them are in the same division, though, yeah, right?
Well, no, because, let's see, Buffalo is that in the division.
Jets are in the tough division, yes.
Yeah, and
Denver was in that division, too,
They played Denver, and they played the Philadelphia Eagles. They could very easily go 1-5.
No, that's six. That's you got to play them twice. Right there, yeah. Six right there. So 0-6 right now.
Well, you're not predicting 0-6. We're just saying, even with the great Aaron Rodgers, with a schedule like that, they could very easily wind up 1-5.
If their offensive line don't hold up, it's going to be 0-6. Now I'm giving them 1-5. If they ain't got a good offensive line, it's going to be 0-6. Because all them defenses, you just rattled off.
They're some powerful defenses.
They got some defenses, man.
Yeah, they got some powerful defenses. And I would venture to say, Gilbert, I haven't seen other schedules, but I would pretty much say they got to have the toughest top five or six games of anybody in the NFL.
And I hate to say this, Earl, but there's a difference in conference play. Now, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if you play in back then, if you play in Chicago twice, if you play in Detroit twice, and you play in Minnesota twice,
it's going to be hell.
It's a difference. Listen now, it's a difference when you play in Philly twice and you play in Buffalo twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That MVP stuff going to come a little bit harder. Not saying that he can't do it, but dog, the competition of the schedule is going to be different.
You know, man. Just looking at that, and even though all this great talk about the Eagles, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is like you said. We saw with the Packers last year, you know, he's not going to single-handedly be able to defeat these teams. These are the cream of the crop. And yes, man, when they look at that schedule, the fans, yes, the fans probably, Gilbert, are believing that Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to come and work miracles, but not with what I just ran down.
And that's the thing, Earl. It's like, even though, you know, he Aaron Rodgers, it's a whole different thing, because what you used to see all those years ain't going to be the same out there with those teams. Because we didn't see Buffalo. We haven't seen Buffalo in years.
No, man, but we know Buffalo is the real deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, he know the tendencies. He know the teams. He know what he could do.
Right.
Now when he get out here with all these new guys, he got to change up his game.
So you mentioned something right at the top. You said, when the players see this and all the talk been about the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers, they get a little hyped when they get ready to play him. Is that true?
Absolutely. They don't, you've been little brother for a long time, so you're supposed to know your place. But when the head dog like us, and then you got the Detroit Lions that's coming up, and they got all this locker room material, and they got, I'm this, I'm that. And they be like, wait a minute, man. we still pop around here. Y'all, you know, so it fuels the fire. And they go really try to say, hey, man, y'all know y'all place. You go get in your place. come down Sunday.
Okay, so, man, like I said, man, I just looked at that schedule, and then they've got the New York at New York Giants again. They got the Chargers. They've got the Raiders. They got the Buffalo Bills again. They got the Miami Dolphins. They got the Atlanta Falcons. They've got Cleveland Browns. They got a tough schedule, man. They got a tough schedule. And so with all the excitement and all of that, and Aaron Rodgers coming. Plus, Aaron Rodgers is not any younger, Gilbert. He got another year on him. You know, so that scrambling that he used to do, he wasn't doing it as much last year. And I'd venture to say that he ain't going to do it as much this year because, you know, with that scramble, Gilbert, and you get out of the pocket, a cat can kind of put a lick on you, can't he?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey. See, that's the thing when you say, don't you step across that line. It's full goal, brother.
Oh, so once you get past the line of scrimmage, you can be treated like a Raggedy Ann doll.
You can be treated like you owe me some money. And you ain't got it.
Hey, man.
Hey, we coming to collect, brother. and we hoping you don't slide. You cannot slide. That's why some of many guys get in trouble because they know they're going to slide, so they're trying to get there before they don't slide. And just lean your feet. If you lean your feet, you can't stop the momentum, right? Yeah, I know.
Anyway, man, I wanted to go here right quick, man, before we moved on. Who is it, man? He played... this young man played for the Packers for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And what's his name? Come on. Armani Rogers. You remember him?
Yes.
Okay. You know what he said the NFL stands for?
What?
Not for long.
You right. Hey, man. I might have said that on this show at one time.
Oh, you did? Yeah, man. He got 2 years in.
Yep.
With the Packers, he said, not for long.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of mentioned
you can't take it for granted, man. You got to do everything you got to do to stay on board. You cannot be satisfied with just making it. You got to improve every year. I had to improve every year that I played for the Green Bay Packers, or I was going to lose my job and be gone.
Well, you know, man, they invest that money and you're excited about being there, and it's something called resting on your laurels that the old folk used to say, man, what you used to do. You can't, that don't matter. Last year.
It don't matter because they don't want to pay you that money. They'll get a dude, oh, this guy cheaper. Well, he better start doing what he got to do. Or we gonna cheaper. You see what I'm saying?
Listen,
or some cat that's outstanding, and they're going to pay extra money to get him to play your position. It don't matter.
We got to go to the break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, 844-967-2789. Man, I'm going to let you ask me that question. I'm going to think on it during the break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Hey. It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com, you'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 78. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 54 tonight. Partly cloudy. Highs around 79. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Make it right.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Gilbert, man, that question you asked, man, you want to ask that question, man. There was a question you said you wanted to ask of me, and my mind has not been able to stop working. Go ahead, ask the question, man.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Earl, because we can live in a certain time and a certain place. You can learn a lot about a guy, you know.
Yeah, right.
About Austin, you know, and I wanted to ask you, you know, because it's so many people, and your list will change after you open your mouth. Your list will change, you know. Yeah. But living or dead, Earl. And I'm asking everybody out there in radio land, living or dead, if you had an opportunity to sit down with five people and eat dinner, who would that be?
You know, look, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. What are your lists? But Gilbert, you know, man, it's one of those questions that just turns your brain on and you can't turn it off. But here's my list. And number one, Jesus Christ.
You went there.
Well, hey, man, you said.
Listen, I don't want to eat dinner with him, Earl, because he's going to break it down.
But I do.
That's what, like Reggie said, he's going to put on that video. He's going to say, remember when you did this?
I do. No, Jesus Christ is my list.
Okay, that's one.
Mother Teresa.
Oh, my God.
That's two. Is number two. Dr. King.
Okay.
Is number three.
I got to take him off my list.
Thurgood Marshall, former Supreme Court Justice.
Y'all got the same hairdo.
And, and last but not least, he's living today, Jimmy Carter. Former President Jimmy Carter. That's my list. And all of those people dedicated their lives to helping other people. That's my list, man. My list is predicated on people who gave their lives trying to make other people's lives better. It's what I try to do with my life. So that's why I chose the list that I chose.
That's wow. I mean that's a deep list. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to get that deep.
I know, man, but you when you ask the question like
that, It's your list.
Yeah, you really have to start thinking, man. That's a great question, Gilbert. It's an absolute look, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, Gilbert. Your list, man. Your list.
Wow, man. I mean, my list is for learning. And the questions that I have and the admirement of what they have done.
Right.
At the top of my list would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow, man.
He is to me one of the most interesting guys through his work and his determination to be somebody. You know what I'm saying? He to me is a very interesting guy, and I would love to sit down and break bread with him and pick his mind.
He was and is, you know, a man who's accomplished a whole lot in his life, man.
My number two would be Denzel Washington.
That's another look. Denzel is without question a guy, man, who's more than an actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's humanitarian. Yeah. And
brilliant. A brilliant human being, man.
Yes. And one of the questions I would ask him is, how did you get so pretty?
Wait a minute, man.
Okay, so
let me say this, man. In my day.
My third guy will be President Obama. I would love to sit down and have dinner with him. And I know he's a Bear guy. He loves the Chicago Bears and all that other stuff.
I can't.
But still, I mean, just what he been through and how did he do what he did.
Right.
You know, my fourth guy will be another one of my favorite actors, Kurt Russell. Yes.
Oh, that's the cat that was married to, he wasn't married to her, but he was with
Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
I would love to sit down and have dinner with him. Yeah. I would love to, because not alone that, he worked with so many people, so many of our color people.
So listen, man, you got to hold the thought, because we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789.
My last one is special.
Yeah, well, you could have said that, who, me?
Earl, go to break.
Go to break. All right, 844-967-2789. What's your list? I'm going to help you with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
You don't stop. Don't fat that out.
This
summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. That coast-to-coast heat wave is going nowhere fast at this Arizona water park.
It is miserable being outside unless you're in the water somehow. And it's actually not safe at all.
Much of the U.S. will continue to bake through the work week after Russia pulls out of the deal that allowed Ukrainian grain to flow through Russian waters.
The end of this deal for now could have an impact on hunger worldwide and food prices, pushing more into poverty. The war in Ukraine sent food commodity prices soaring to record highs last year.
CBS's Cammy McCormick. Moscow blaming Ukraine for an attack on the bridge linking Russian-occupied Crimea with Russia. The jury in the trial of the man convicted of the 2018 Tree of Life synagogue massacre in Pittsburgh begins death penalty deliberations.
In the end, it would be the court that would impose either a sentence of death or life imprisonment without the possibility of parole.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson, 11 worshippers died. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know. Now that the victim has died, charges have been upgraded against a Brookfield man that allegedly punched another man outside of a Heartland bar last month. It's now a homicide charge for 64-year-old Kevin Schemmer. He was previously released on a $1,500 cash bond, but a new charge of second-degree reckless homicide has led to his bail being raised to $100,000. The victim's family attended the court hearing advocating for a cash bail of $1 million and suggesting that the incident be treated as a hate crime. There was a boost in big gig numbers. The Summerfest's attendance spike for 2023 had 40% more visitors on the lakefront than last year. Summerfest reports more than 624,000 fans this year. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock to my tape
all
pop.
Right. Smoking weed and bamboo, to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Under the helmet with the grave digger. is in full effect as Gilbert is on the case. So before we went to break, phone lines open again at 844-967-2789. Gilbert asked me a question that I still knocking around in my brain, man. You know, you asked me if I could pick out five people, alive or deceased, that I would choose to sit down and sup with, who would they be? And you, I gave my list and you gave me yours, and let's go over yours again.
First, I had Arnold Schwarzenegger. Second, I had Denzel Washington. Third, I had Obama. Fourth, I had Kurt Russell. My fifth is a twofer. My father passed away in 1992, and my brother passed away in 2012. I would love to have one more dinner with those two.
Oh, man.
One more dinner.
Oh, man, that's, you know, you really opened up a can of worms with that, man, because, you know, having lost five sisters and brothers, you know, you really do hit on a point or a spot that really, man, chokes you up because, you know, when you lose those people you love, which we realize is a part of life, you know, and in accepting, having to accept that makes us, you know, but man, I'm at a loss for words with that, man, because it makes me think about my own life and my loved ones that are no longer here. But yeah, it's a great point, Gilbert.
It's a different thing when it's immediate family,
right?
You understand? I mean, if you got a cousin or somebody that's kind of, you know, but somebody you grew up with,
right?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it makes an impression.
Let me ask you, man. It shows a different side of you, because to even ask that question means that, you know, that you kind of, your mind is in a whole, that's a whole different stratosphere than football, right? And so part of why, you know, we wanted to do Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger was to introduce people to the other side of who you are. And so asking a question, that question really shows a caring, thoughtful person who really, you know, is able to look at life and put it in perspective. So I want to thank you for asking the question, man, because, you know, it's already led me to want to do the rest of my show and asking that question to the audience, because, and spend the next whole hour opening that up, because that really, man, I'm almost at a loss for words.
Yeah, it makes you think, girl. You know what I'm saying? It makes you think. It makes you remember.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Earl, I'd be in the car by myself hours at times.
Right.
And my mind wonders, you know?
Yeah.
So I actually, here's a deep question for you, Earl, and Radio Land, you know, since we talk about life. When your eyes close for the last time, what happens?
What happens?
Huh? You ever thought about that? When your eyes close for the last time, what happens?
You mean what happens to you or me or
what happens, Earl? We talking about what happens.
Well,
if your
life, eyes well, the life that we know, and this all this can be is based on conjecture and opinion. The life that we know ends. What happens, you know, and the physical body begins to deteriorate because the essence of who a person really is not in the physical.
I know that, Earl. I know all that. I'm asking you because I know you don't know.
Nobody knows.
I know. When you close your eyes, what happens? I wonder about that.
Well,
I wonder, when you close your eyes, do you still hear the last things as you going away? Do you see light? Do you see fire?
Well, there are people
who, you know, some people, do you see fire when your eyes close?
Well, there are people who will say that they've experienced that before and they were and that they were on the way back. But Gilbert, this is a little bit too heavy.
I'm just putting it out there, man. Nah. But I got another topic we can talk about.
But I got something else to talk about too. But go ahead. What's the topic you want to talk
about? Let's talk about them two boys that I've been pushing forever to get into this Hall of Fame that they call. And we got two guys on deck. You ever seen Life? You ever seen Life? That movie, Life.
Yeah, come on, man.
With Martin Lawrence. Man, with Martin Lawrence.
One of the great, and Eddie Murphy, one of the greatest movies Eddie ever Murphy. Made. One of the greatest movies ever made.
I love it when they say, you on deck.
Yep.
You on deck. You on deck. And then my man Eddie Murphy said, or you could be going to the upper room. But I'm saying these two guys are on deck from the Green Bay Packers. I'm talking about my man that I've been pushing forever. Sterling Sharp is now a semifinalist for the NFL Hall of Fame, along with a dude that got a street named after him in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Who is that?
Mike Holmgren.
So let me say,
I'm just waiting on my street. I'm just saying.
So let me say why. Sometimes you wonder, well, why is it so important that people wind up in Hall of Fames? Why are there Hall of Fames? Why is that important? And I can tell you why it's important.
Why is it important?
As a guy who is never going to be in any Hall of Fame. But let me tell you why it's important, Gilbert.
Yeah.
It's important because a lot of people live and die. And there's only a select few that will ever be remembered forever. And that's the people in the halls of fame. All the people who live and die and are forgotten. Doesn't matter. People do a lot of different things, but they're forgotten. But when you make the Hall of Fame, it's not just an ego thing, man. It's a fact. Listen, they still talk about Don Hutson, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago Don Hutson been dead? Come on, man. How many generations have come and gone, and they still talk about Don Hutson?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Don Hutson didn't play by himself the last time I checked, Gilbert.
Right.
He played with a lot of other guys, right?
Right.
The only one they talk about from that era is Don Hutson, you know. And so that Hall of Fame, let me ask you, because you in the Hall of Fame. Are you in the Hall of Fame at Kansas?
Yes.
Okay. You in the Hall of Fame at Green Bay. You in the Hall of Fame at your high school?
Yes.
Okay. So what does that mean to you?
It means everything, man, because not long did I do something, my hard work, I got recognized for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's kind of like when you go to work every day, you finally be employee of the month. you can hang that on your wall and be proud of that.
Right.
That's what I do. You know, I went to a gig the other day, right? And I walked in and everybody's in there. It was a Moose Lodge. So it's a lot of older people in there.
The Moose Lodge. Like that. Wait a minute. Gilbert Brown going to the Moose Lodge.
And they had some good good fried fish up in there. They had some good fried fish up in there.
Hey, where was it at?
Catfish too, dog.
I know. Where was it at?
Oh my God, I knew you was gonna ask me that.
It was in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it was in Wisconsin. Okay. It was in West Bend. So I walked in there, right, and all these people, you know, and they hey, and this old lady come up to me. She says, "Why ain't you got your Packers shirt on? What's wrong with you?" You know, and I'm quick on my feet now. I'm quick on my feet, girl. I said, "Ma'am, if you worked at Burger King every day, would you want to walk around after you get off of work with your Burger King shirt on?" She looked at me and she said, "You're right.
So
get out of the way, ma'am."
So just the fact that to reach those pinnacles in life, all these people who play football, only a handful, man. And that's what you're talking about with Mike Holmgren now. That's what you're talking about with Sterling Sharp.
Let me say this, Earl. You did everything in between those lines. Now, let's say you 50, 60, shouldn't even be this long. All you got now, or all you holding on to now, is to get that gold jacket. I can rest in peace after I get that gold jacket. It's a guy, I'm talking about Sterling, because we need to help get him in there. But it's another guy. He's damn near on his deathbed, and he should have been in there. And I'm talking about Steve Mongo McMichael of the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
He got ALS. He should have been in there before that. Now, I probably will never get in there because I run my mouth too much. Or my stats ain't good. I don't know. But what I do know is if these guys got the power to get these guys in before they can't see it theirself, they notorious for giving you that honor
after you're gone.
After you're gone.
Right.
How about we give them that honor when they deserve it?
So you talk about Mongo McMichael, number 75 for the Chicago Bears. He was a monster. 76. He was a monster. He was an absolute monster, Gilbert. And so why do you think that, and he was on the Super Bowl Bears. So why do you think McMichael is, you know, is not? Well, look how long it took Jerry Kramer, man.
I'm not saying just because his play. He's one of those Cro-Magnon dudes that used to take your head off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was back when they were still doggone near head slapping.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? He deserves it, Earl. Come on, man.
You know.
Him at Earl.
Listen, we got to go to a break. Up on lines open at 844-967-2789. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. A little emotional this morning, man. You really touched on some things. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fry-yays. With WAUK.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and events. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on tickets to the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. That's right, save 50% on tickets for this year's Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd. The Milwaukee Air and Water Show continues to be Wisconsin's premier free family event of the summer and one of the top air shows in the Midwest. Gates open up at 9 a.m. both days. Have a splash with the water show from 10 to 11:30. Be amazed with the air show at 12 p.m. and witness the Blue Angels around 3 p.m. For more details about the event, log on mkeairwatershow.com. Save 50%. See the show, the Milwaukee Air and Water Show, July 22nd and 23rd on the lakefront at Bradford Beach. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at wauk.halfoffdeal.com. That's wauk.halfoffdeal.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Highs level off around 78 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 54 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. High of 79 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Chance for scattered showers Wednesday. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Ricky Smalls is the
villain.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number, under the helmet with the Gravedigger. You know, Gravedigger, man, my head is still spinning from that question, and it probably will be for some time now as I wrestle with that. But for those of you who are just joining us, the Gravedigger asked me earlier about if you had a chance to sit down and have dinner with five people, who would that be, live or dead? And so, but anyway, let's get back, man, to, you know, even the Ring of Honor, the Hall of Fame at Lambeau Field, George Kuntz, man, what do we need to do to get George Kuntz in there, man?
Oh, my God.
Dr. George Kuntz. And you know, and, man, just a good man. Oh, man, brilliant guy. Was a hell of a football player. What do we need to do to – maybe we can make that happen, right?
We need to, man. And I'm glad you said, George, because I met another great linebacker this weekend. Another great man
right
this week. You know, I
Hall
got –
Hall of Famer.
When I got to hang out with Mr. You hear what I said?
Right.
Mr. Mike Singletary. He's a Chicago Bear, but sometimes you, when you see greatness, you got to respect greatness, no matter what that helmet was.
Right.
And Mr. Singletary was a great linebacker, but oh my God, he's a great human being. He is a great human being, man. And to be into the NFL Hall, he got a gold jacket. He got a gold jacket, well-deserved gold jacket. Because he kicked a lot of tail, you know, leading into that.
Right.
My homeboy, George Kuntz, was another great middle linebacker. Great, you know, but I don't, I mean, it's so many guys. It's a list of guys I wish was in there.
Let me ask you, man, middle linebackers, they don't play 4-3s as much anymore, right?
No.
So the game has changed.
Yes.
And so that guy who used to command the middle.
Yeah.
And
he has to be a bigger athlete now.
Yeah, he has to be a much bigger athlete. And yeah, they play a lot more, 3-4s.
Yeah.
And which means that middle, you know, you got two inside linebackers, two outside linebackers. And so it's not much. They got that's more of a passing kind of defense, right?
Right.
Because they're not running the ball like they used to.
Blitzing, passing and blitzing more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like in that essence, you know, the fullback was being phased out of the game.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The game evolves. So the linebacker has to be able to cover and blitz, not just fill the hole now.
Right.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's more of a hybrid
mm-hmm.
kind of guy. He's a linebacker, and he got to be a lineman. So he got to be a big, pretty big guy, right?
Yeah. He got to be physical. He got to be
fast.
But he got to be smart. Remember what I said, 90% mental.
Right.
10% physical. He's
got to be able to read the play as quickly as he can so he doesn't put himself in a position of
be out of position.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Because if he's out of position, all hell breaks loose.
But here's the key. Here's the key, Earl. Mike Singletary can play in both eras. George Kuntz can play in both eras.
But
physical, fast, and smart.
So you look at the difference in their physical size.
No,
I'm saying Mike Singletary, a lot smaller physical guy than George Kuntz, right?
Yeah. But then again, you got to look at Sam Mills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sam Mills, 5'5", 5'9".
And he could play in this and that era just because it ain't their size, it's their heart and their determination up here in the head.
You know, Gilbert, when I always hear that, I always say, wait a minute. Size does matter because if you're a little guy, and you got a 340-pound offensive lineman that, you know, is built like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he coming at you. You got to be able to use your hands and kind of get out of there, right? Littler guy, he got to be smart.
I have seen with my own eyes on two occasions with these two linebackers, them three linebackers I'm talking about. When the offensive guard come out 6'3", 6'4", 350 pounds, I've seen them drop them to a knee. I have seen it. Earl, it don't matter how big the dog is how much the fight is in the dog.
So is that getting up? You don't want to get up under a guy like that. I mean, what can you – You're not physically stronger than a guy like that, Gilbert.
You have to get up under the guy. If you standing over top of the guy, he gonna get you. It's all about leverage.
Okay.
Leverage counts.
Okay.
And if leverage you up under his chin, and you bring in thunder.
And leverage is getting up under him.
Getting up under him. Yes. If you standing over top of him, your legs are too straight. You ain't got no strength in your base.
Okay.
You got to have strength in your base to do things, Earl. I ain't never met no dude standing up like trying to block somebody. I ain't never seen that.
Yeah, so that's where they get the leverage from. But when there's a big guy like that, don't you have to, you can't fool around trying to get around him because the player get beyond you, right? You got to take him on. Is that what you're saying?
Because they smart. Because offensive linemen are taught. If you get into it, engage with a guy, and he starts to go to the left, you ain't got to do all that work. Just push him to the left. He going to use your momentum to go where he wants you to go.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You got to be able to take him on, find the ball, get rid of him, and make the tackle.
You know, man, we're getting closer to the season and to camp. And so our whole thing going to change with Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger.
Yeah, it's football time.
Because we're going to be right into football, and you're going to see a major change in all of that. But until then, man, I'm enjoying, having these conversations with you, dear brother.
You got to, Earl. I'm a cool dude, man.
Yeah.
Cool dude.
I'm still not accepting the fact that you didn't include me as one of the top five you want to have dinner with.
Yeah, we me and you gonna sit around and eat some popcorn and watch the TV.
Hey, I'm only joking. We gotta run, man. Under the helmet with the grave digger, man. Love it. Love you. And,
love you,
and,
brother.
And we'll be back. Gotta go to
Calvin, break. I'll holler at
844-967-2789.
Tell Big Sandy I said what's
we'll
up.
We'll be right back.
Whether you're grilling burgers at the cabin or roasting hot dogs around a campfire, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls are a summertime essential. With so many varieties to choose from, including classic white and wheat, unsliced old fashioned, brioche, gourmet French, and flavorful onion, Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth has the buns and rolls your family will love. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth, baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.